become informed in both local, sports, and international news.
Good evening and welcome to the 18 Hours News Bulletin on Millennium Radio. The headlines: fuel shortage hits Lusaka as diesel available at selected filling stations. NASHF urges Parliament to fast track enactment of food reserve bill. Andrew moves out of Royal Lodge home early after latest Epstein files.
Millennium FM, the voice of development.
With the details, my name is Mugima Timothy Jilalam. Lusaka is experiencing a fuel shortage, with diesel reported to be available only at selected filling stations. The development follows a recent reduction in fuel pump price across the country. As of early February 2026, fuel prices were adjusted downward, with petrol now selling at 27 kwacha 88 ngwe per liter, while diesel at 24 kwacha 15 ngwe per liter, and kerosene at 22 kwacha 24 ngwe per liter. The Energy Regulation Board, ERB, attributed the price reduction to falling international oil prices and a stronger kwacha. The new prices came into effect on February 1st, 2026, following earlier adjustment made in January. But an investigation by Millennium Radio has established that some oil marketing companies are hoarding fuel allegedly due to the current low pump price. But when contacted for comment, the Energy Regulation Board requested that a formal press query be submitted. This was confirmed by ERB Public Relations Officer Lenganji Sikapizie. The National Union of Miners and Allied Workers, NUMAO, says the decision by Mopani Mines to suspend Reliant mining operations should not be viewed as unfair. Mopani Copper Mines has suspended all underground mining activities being carried out by Reliant Mining in Kitwe and Mofurila following two fatal underground mining accidents recorded within a period of less than 3 weeks. But some stakeholders have argued that the decision was unfair, considering Reliant is a major employer in the mining sector. NUMAO President Sosi Munjuka says the move is appropriate as the safety and the lives of workers are at stake. Meanwhile, Mr. Simon Jigaz urged the government to strengthen and enhance mining safety policies going forward.
There must be some punitive measures taken. So we are happy that Mopani has reacted, and reacted in the manner that is required. But we still call upon government to also move in and put serious, stringent measures to make sure that a repeat of what has been happening in the early year of 2026 is not tolerated. No, it's not unfair. You know, the Mopani is regarded as a supervisor of that contract. So as a supervisor, you need to make decisions. So Mopani has done the right thing to suspend the license for Reliant Mining.
The National Association for Smallholder Farmers has called on the National Assembly to fast-track the enactment of the Food Reserve Bill into law to avoid challenges faced by the agency in paying farmers. Organization Executive Director Frank Kayola says the proposed Food Reserve Bill of 2025 seeks to retain the Food Reserve Agency, redefine its mandate, reconstitute its board, and safeguard the National Strategic Food Reserve. Dr. Kayola says the association wants the law-making process to take into account views from all key stakeholders in the agriculture sector. He says passing the bill is critical, noting that the ongoing concerns surrounding the Food Reserve Agency, particularly the delays in payments to farmers. Dr. Kayola says addressing these issues through a clear legal framework will help protect smallholder farmers and strengthen food security in the country.
to the ideas that in that are in this bill, and we hope that those ideas have been adopted. And those ideas, in nutshell, we don't want to create a monster of FRIA that is doing everything relating to maize and grains and whichever crop the minister will have announced as important for that particular year. But we'd like to have a food reserve agency that is able to get the products from the farmers, pay promptly, and keep that product as food security or strategic food reserve for the Zambian people. But at the same time, we are saying the purchasing of the product should be in areas where private sector cannot easily reach.
Energy expert Boniface Zulu says Zambia's energy expansion plan aims to reduce reliance on hydropower, currently accounting for over 80% of electricity, by diversifying into solar and clean thermal energy. Engineer Zulu says this shift will make the country less vulnerable to climate-related droughts affecting hydro reserves. He says private sector investment is crucial for financing large-scale projects, bringing funding, technology and expertise. Mr. Zulu says the plan's sustainability hinges on strong regulatory frameworks and environmental safeguards.
Zambia has historically depended on hydro for over 80% of its electricity. By diversifying into solar and clean thermal, the country will reduce vulnerabilities to climate vulnerabilities such as droughts that affect water levels in our hydro reserve dams. Hydropower will remain important, but its share will decline as new technologies balance the grid and ensure reliability. Secondly, role of private sector in the sector's growth. Private capital is critical for financing large-scale projects, especially in solar farms, independent power producers, IPPs, and transmission infrastructure.
And now, business news.
Economist Yusuf Dodia says multi-facility economic zones, MFAZs, offer a practical path towards growing local manufacturing and reducing reliance on raw material extraction and labor-intensive agriculture. Mr. Dodia says countries such as China, Vietnam, Thailand, Indonesia, Cambodia and India have recorded strong industrial growth through the use of economic zones. He says Zambia can draw lessons from these examples, noting that an economic zone already exists in Northwestern Province, where investment opportunities should be explored. Mr. Dodia says MFAs play a role in promoting manufacturing technology transfer and foreign direct investment.
More focused on foreign investors coming into our MFAs, and we've seen that they make MFAs, but the actual investment becomes very low. So as a result, I believe that we need to change our approach to make sure that MFAs are targeted to Zambian investments and not so much to foreign investment. So if we can target our investments open to Zambia, then we'll be doing the right thing.
We take a break.
When you advertise with Millennium Radio, you take a leap of confidence because you have an active audience of over 6 million people waiting to buy your products and services. When you advertise with Millennium Radio, your success is assured because our professional team works with you to ensure you hit your target. When you advertise with Millennium Radio, you join the winning brands, you join the league of sophisticated customers. Call us now on 071-595-606 or 0765-194796. It's Millennium Radio again and again. Millennium Radio, the voice of development.
And now, international news.
Andrew Mountbatten Windsor has moved out of his home in Windsor to through the San Rindram estate in Norfolk. The former prince left Royal Lodge on Monday night and is currently living at Wood Farm on the San Rindram estate while his permanent home undergoes renovation. Buckingham Palace had said the move would happen in early 2026, but the fallout from the latest drop of Jeffrey Epstein files appear to have sped up his departure. Pressure has been building on Mountbatten Winsome to give evidence in the U.S. over his relationship with a pedophile financier. He has always denied